Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah for all of Mapiles. If a building falls onto somebody on Shabbos, there is now a very large pile of rubble over him. However, Sofik Husham, Sofik Enosham. There's actually a doubt as to whether he is underneath the building, underneath the rubble, or whether he is not there. Perhaps he managed to escape. Perhaps it didn't fall on him exactly. In short, there's over here a doubt as to whether somebody is under the rubble and whether he needs saving. Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis. Or let's say you knew he was underneath there, but it was a doubt as to whether he was alive or dead. Or, Sofik Nochi, Sofik Yisrael, if it was a doubt as to whether the person who was underneath the rubble was a non-Jew or a Jew. The halacha is the one is only allowed to violate Shabbos in order to save the life of a Jew. It says Mishnah in all these cases, based on the rule which we learned in the previous Mishnah, that we violate pretty much every Aveira, even for a doubtful case of Pikuach Nefesh, of danger to life. So in this case as well, Mufakhan Olav Sagal, they would open up and dig through the rubble, uncovering all the parts of the building in order to reach the person. Now what happens if as they're uncovering, they reach the person, and he's still half covered in rubble, Mitzauhu Chai, and they find that he is still alive. They can see he's breathing still. Even if it's clear that he is about to die, or he's only got a little while to live, we still violate Shabbos to save him, to give him a few extra moments of life, Mufakhan Olav. We continue to open up and clear away the rubble to save the person. However, Ve'imeis, if they can see that he is dead, then they don't continue to uncover the rubble, because it is no longer permitted to do so, because it's no longer a doubt as to whether it's Pikuach Nefesh. You know that it's too late, he's dead, and you uncovering the rubble will not help to save his life. And so in that case, Yanichuhu, you would have to leave him there until Shabbos has gone out, and then you should continue uncovering him and bury him as needed.